Yes, Prophetess Naomi, I have some prayer requests. We want to keep Prophetess Aisha Cooper, she's one of the daughters of the church, in prayer tonight. We see a perfect, whole, and complete in Jesus' name. We also want to pray for Prophet Everett Guthrie's son, for his arm. He's playing basketball, and he broke his arm, so we want to keep that in prayer. And I believe there's some other prayer requests that I have not grabbed hold of, but I remember someone was telling me. So we want to keep the family, the house of God, in prayer and lift it up and see everyone, the names that we call out, perfect, whole, and complete in Jesus' name. Amen. Prophet's name, were there any other prayer requests? Because I think I'm missing some prayer requests.
Because, Pastor, I can get that to you because I don't have it pulled up on my end as of yet.
Okay, so we're going to start calling those prayer requests out. Remember the people, because we want them to know that there is a place, a midnight prophetic call, that they can grab hold of and know that someone is lifting their name up in the name of Jesus. Amen? Okay,
amen.
So let's just start opening up. We're going to also ask everyone to pray no more than 2 minutes. We're going to give each person 2 minutes apiece. Okay? No more than two
amen.
Minutes.
So
we want to be
amen.
Yeah. All right,
amen.
So let's open up the line so we can do our prophetic declaration. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, because truly this is the day that you have made. Therefore, Father, we choose to rejoice and choose to thank you. Father, we declare in the matchless name of Jesus that there in this space will be miracles and breakthroughs and transformations by your name and by your glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that we are the healed of the Lord, that we declare that your people will walk in holiness. We declare open doors. We declare miracles. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that your word will live big on the inside of us. We declare in the name of Jesus that you are our shepherd and we will want for nothing. We declare in the name of Jesus that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We declare that we are free, for you said in your word that whom the Son has set free is free indeed. We walk, we live, and we move in your word and in your glory, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we also declare that even there, as we stand in this hour of this prophetic cry, Father, we declare that this shall be a space of miracles and open doors. Send your word and speak in the name of Jesus. Let's just start opening up, speaking in the Holy Ghost for at least 1 minute.
Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you tonight, Father. We thank you for your precious name. We believe your word because your word is true. We thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We give you praise, thanksgiving. We thank you for the Archbishop and Jordan, Bernard Jordan, and Pastor Deborah Jordan. And, Lord, we thank you for their entire family. Lord, we thank you for protecting them and keeping them. Lord, we thank you for your name because in your name, the name is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it. They are safe. Lord, we thank you that you are a fortress, high tower, deliverer. And as we begin to seek your kingdom first, all these things will be added unto you. And Lord, all these things, thank you, Father God, for healing. I thank you, Father God, for physical healing. I thank you, Father God, for spiritual and emotional healing. Lord, I thank you for healing everyone. Lord, you said, let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich. And, Lord, we thank you for your favor. Favor in all that we do, Lord. Favor with you and man. And let your super uncommon favor come forth in our lives in Jesus' name. And, Father, we thank you for your blessings, increase, abundant prosperity, healing, restoration. We thank you, Father God, for doing what you say you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you, Father God, for this day. Thank you, Lord God, for your power. Thank you, Lord God, for the relief from stress and worry. For you told us to fret not about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, you told us to fret not because of evil men, neither be envious of the wicked, that we can cease from anger and forsake wrath, and that we should not fret ourselves in any wise to do evil. We thank you, Lord God, that we will not fret ourselves because of evildoers, neither be envious of workers of iniquity, because we can rest in you and wait patiently for you, and fret not ourselves because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass, because no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that is risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, God, that we dwell in your secret place, that we are the protected of God, that we are covered by the Most High. We thank you, Lord God, that 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come nigh us. Only with our eyes shall we see and behold the reward of the wicked. When the wicked, even our enemies and our foes, shall come upon us, they stumble and they fall. And we thank you for victory in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we thank you today. Father God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus, Father, as we come together as one. Father, we thank you under the Archbishop, Master Prophet Ibanor Jordan, and Pastor Deborah, and Father God, their parents, and all of the Jordan family, God. We thank you right now as we come as one. Cover us in your blood. Cleanse us with your blood, Lord. And we thank you right now, Lord Jesus, for that cleansing power that gives us the access. It gives us the right standing to come before you. And as we come before you, Father God, we come into your gates with thanksgiving, and we enter into your courts with praise. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the bread of life. We thank you that you are the illumination of our lives. We thank you for the knowledge, the wisdom, and the revelation and understanding of your word. For you are the light of men. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're helping us to understand what true worship is, God, and the means of exchange as we come drawing nigh unto thee, even that our seed would come up as an incense, as a sweet smell in your nostrils, bringing us into deeper intimacy with you, Lord God. As our hearts draw closer, Lord God, we thank you that we go into deeper intercession. Now, Lord, we thank you for taking us past the veils of our flesh. We thank you, Father, for taking us past the veils of our mind. We thank you, Father, for taking us past the veils of our emotions, God. We thank you for taking us past the veils of distractions and hindrances. And we thank you for taking us past the veils of the cares that we've had upon our heart. Father, we thank you that your healing power and the miracles have been wrought and are still being wrought in our lives. We thank you as we remember Prophet Stephen Bostick, Father God, Prophetess Aisha Cooper, and Prophet Everett Guthrie's son, and even those names that have not even been called, Father, you know each and every one in this house and outside of this house, the precious partners that have come on the line. Father God, we thank you for your divine miracles that it have worked, and we give you glory, honor, and praise for all in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Tamlin, Prophetess Tamlin, Prophetess W.E. DeCruz.
Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, amen. And dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to give you praise, Lord God, on this night. We thank you, Lord God, for our ability to speak and to breathe and to be alive, to witness yet again miracles, Heavenly Father. Lord, I commit all of us into your hands, Lord God, that you would have your way in our lives. Lord God, that you would speak to us even in the midnight hours such as now, Lord God. I pray for all those who are on this prayer line right now, Lord God, that you would continue to unveil yourself in the deep, deep, deep ways of your love, Lord God. I pray for your grace and your mercy, Lord. And most of all, pray for clarity of heart and mind, Lord God. Give us peace in the midst of misunderstanding. Give us clarity, Lord God, to see the vision through. Give us strength and courage, Lord God. I cancel any attack. I reverse any evil spirit against each and every one of us and those connected to us, Lord God. And I pray that your will be done today and all days. In your mighty, precious name, amen and amen.
Our Lord, O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We give you glory, praise, and honor for who you are, and we thank you for the household of faith that we are connected to. And we thank you for those that you put in charge of our souls. The shepherd and bishop of our soul is you, and we thank you that you have caused those to have rule over our souls in this season. And we thank you, Father God, that as we are standing in a place of confidence as we come boldly before your throne, Father God, we just ask that your word go to the houses of those that we have that have called for the prayer, whether it's the Guthrie's house or Alicia's house or Prophet Bostick's house. We thank you, Father, that your word will go forth and accomplish what you send it out to do. We thank you, Father, that your hand is upon us for good. And we thank you, Father God, that you are opening up the doors. And we thank you that as those that are belonging to the household of faith, those that are behind the wall, those that are behind the jails, we ask, Father God, that those men and women and children, boys and girls that are behind those places, we ask, Father God, that belong to one of yours in the household of faith, we ask that you would send transformation to them. And we thank you, Father, that you would begin to move on their behalf where their hearts are being transformed by the newing of their mind. We thank you, Father God, that you are building an army of believers. And we thank you, Father God, that they shall come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And we thank you that you are bringing us to a place where we are walking in the wisdom of your word that you give us, that you feed us really good daily, and we thank you for that. So, Lord, as you begin to move on behalf of our children and our children's children, that you would have mercy and just bring them to a place of light and understanding. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen.
Prophetess Evelyn Lilly.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your strength, Lord God. We thank you for everything you're doing in our life, Lord. We thank you for your covering over us in this season, Lord. And we thank you for healing the sick in our lives, Lord God. We thank you for our walk, that just that you're walking with us in this season. And, Lord, we thank you for elevation in this season, financial blessing. We thank you for covering over the children and giving them direction, Lord, and ordering their footsteps in this season, Lord. And we thank you for the things that we do not even see that you're doing for us, Lord. And we just thank you again for the family, just bringing strength in the family and unity and love in the family, Lord. We just thank you for everything that you're doing in our life in this season. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In your holy name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for coming on this midnight cry tonight, dear Lord. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us, dear Lord. We thank you for covering us this week, dear Lord. We thank you for keeping our children safe, dear Lord. We thank you for all that you have done for us, dear Lord. We thank you for the people that are on the call tonight, dear Lord. Touch them in a mighty way, Father God. Look upon all the pastors that's on the call tonight, dear Lord. Look upon Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan, leading lady, Pastor Deborah, dear Lord. Continue to cover them, Father God. Continue to bless them. Look upon their children and their children's children, dear Lord. Look upon Aisha tonight, dear Lord. Touch her in a mighty way. Look upon Edward Gutney, dear Lord. Touch him in a mighty way. Look upon Bastard, dear Lord. Touch him in a mighty way. Father, we just thank you for what you're doing in their lives, dear Lord. And, Lord, I put a special prayer out for my son, Daniel, Father, that he would continue to stay focused in school, dear Lord. And I thank you, Father. Thank you for everything that you have done in his life, dear Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for Zoe Ministry, dear Lord. We thank you for Mother Jordan, dear Lord. We thank you for the other mothers in the church. We thank you for the deacons. We thank you for the clergy. We thank you for all the saints, dear Lord. And Lord, look upon them, Father God, this week. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Prophetess George Hartley.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, O God. We thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, O God. We thank you, God, for preparing a table in the presence of our enemies, O God. We thank you, God, for grace. We thank you, God, for making us whole and making us perfect and making us complete and divine, O God. We thank you for the whole body of Zoe, God. We thank you for our leader, Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, O God. We thank you, God, for the midnight cry and giving us this opportunity, God, and also giving us another day to be able to speak to you, O God, and to be able to ask you and thank you for all that you have done and doing in our lives, God. We thank you for healing. We thank you for the healing that healing our prophets and prophetesses and also healing in their families and their children, O God. We thank you, O God, for just, you know, for blood pressures and sugar levels to be normal, O God. We thank you for debt cancellation. We thank you for change, O God, and changes coming in our lives and allowing us to change to now to perfect, O God, and how you would have us to be. We thank you for love, God. We thank you for protection, and we thank you for seasons, God. We thank you for the time of a season and the right season, O God. We thank you for possibilities, God. We thank you for the flow, God, and we thank you for choices, and we thank you for letting us be passionate, O God, letting us be less of us and more of you, O God. We thank you, God, in your holy, mighty name. Amen and amen.
Father God, I thank you right now in this hour, and I thank you for the opportunity, Father God, to lift you up with my brothers and sisters, Father God. For you said where there are two or three that are gathered, you are in the midst, Father God, and we're standing in the gap for our other brothers and sisters, the youth, Father God. We're standing in the gap, Father God, with the people who don't even have a voice in this hour, Father God. The abused wife, Father God, the abused child, Father God. We're asking you, Father God, just to touch the hearts even of Pharaoh and cancel those spirits out to release and let our people go, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, I just ask you to rebuke any addiction that is hovering and covering and trying to kidnap the minds of our people, Father God, in this hour. And even the other countries who are held captive by dictatorships, Father God, we ask you, as they're reaching out and we're connecting with even them, that you release people in Jesus' name, Father God. We're asking you just to touch and give us favor in contractual situation and right people in our circles, Father God. We're asking you just to cover the homes, Father God, of those who might be in need of a home or those almost in dire need of losing even homes, Father God. We're asking that you just cover them in this hour, Father God. We thank you for your covering. We thank you for our ancestors who prayed for us even this day that we should stand and we should hold on to you, Father God. I thank you already, God, for the people that you have blessed, the people who are in court cases concerning immigrations and doctors and situations that have testimonies now, Father God, that this prayer line works. We bless your name and we thank you for our leaders and our mentors and our spiritual fathers, Father God, and all the pastors that are standing and holding ground in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, thank you for your presence. Thank you so much, Lord, for your love. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord God. You're so faithful to us, Father. Thank you for your covering, Lord, that you cover us and our families. And thank you for your continued direction, Lord God. Help us to lay aside every weight that hinders, oh God, and even to trust the process as you move us forward and work out your plan and your perfect will in our hearts and lives. Continue to strengthen us with your peace
and direction, Lord God, as we move forward with you, Lord God, and to trust you, and lay aside any expectations of our own that we might have of how you're going to work your will in our lives, but to trust you in the process and allow you to work out your will the way you want. That's the best way for us, Father God, and just continue to strengthen each one of us, Lord God, whatever testings we're going through, Lord, whether it's healing for some or finances or relationships perhaps. Lord, like your word says in 1 Peter 5:10, that after we've suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Thank you, Father, that when all we have is your word, that is enough. We can stand on that, Lord God, because your word is truth. And so just continue to strengthen us. Thank you for your favor, Lord God, and your promises that are true, and your continued direction and the victory that we have in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Deaconess Marcia.
Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for your wisdom, O God. We thank you, my God, for another night of sweet hour of prayer, O God. We come before you, my God, hallelujah, on behalf of those, my God, that's going through trials in this season, O God. But we, God, we know that you're a God of miracles, my God. You're a God that heals, my God, hallelujah. We bring Aisha before you, my God, that you'll touch her, my God, hallelujah, in this season. Keep her heart in peace, O God, hallelujah. Let her know that God is a God of wisdom. God have is a God of this word that would keep her in perfect peace, O God, for her mind has been rested on him. We thank you, my God, for Anna Surface, my God, as she's scheduled for surgery, O God. We thank you, my God, that you will be mindful, that you are mindful, my God, of her children, my God. Keep her, my God, hallelujah. Even the doctors, my God, that they will do manage to get through and accomplish all that they go in to do in this season, O God. We thank you, my God, for the Guthrie family, O God. Bless them. Continue to bless them, O God. Provide for that little young man, O God. Ease his pain, my God, in the season of discomfort. My God, we just thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, my God, for your continuous blessing upon us, O God, hallelujah. We thank you, my God, for holding us in the palm of thy hand, O God, hallelujah. Even when we don't understand what we're going through, my God, we just thank you for molding us, keeping us, O God. We thank you for perfecting all things that concern us, O God, hallelujah. We thank you, my God, for those, hallelujah, those right now, my God, in need financially, my God. Bless them according to how you meet them at the place they're at, my God, in this season. Bless them, my God, financially, O God. Touch their hearts, O God, hallelujah. They teach them how to rest in you, my God. For you say we should cast our care upon you, Lord, for you care for us, O God. And, my God, let their heart and let their faith, my God, be mounted up, my God, hallelujah, that they know that God is a God that will do all things, that will deliver them from all situations, O God. But my God, we just thank you for, you know, we know that you have your hands in the midst of all this, O God, Jesus. We thank you, my God. Keep us in thy hand. Perfect those things, my God. Bless the church, O God. Bless the people in the church, O God. My God, touch each and every one, my God, according to their needs, O God, in this season. Lord, lift up our pastors, our bishops, O God, hallelujah. Continue to strengthen them, my God. Continue, my God, to feed them with your word, my God, that they will feed us, my God, in turn, O God. And, my God, we thank you that we will be faithful, my God, until the end. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Prophet Bethany.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every heart here on the line, even now, Father God. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you in prayer, even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for your covering angels, even now, Father. Father, allow your touch to begin to heal those that have any ailments or sicknesses or disease, even now, Father God. Father God, touch my family even now, and my elders and my grandparents and my mother and father and my family, my siblings even now, Father God. Father, touch all of the families here on the line even now, Father God. Thank you for this opportunity to come before you at the top of the morning to begin to lift your name up and begin to worship you even now, Father God. Father, cover our households even now and order our steps, Father God. Allow your will to be done, not our will, but your will. Allow your will to be done, Father God. Bring us peace and clarity, Father. Peace and clarity, Father. Clarity and peace, Father. and I'll continue to lift your name on high. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now. We thank you now for another day. We thank you for another midnight cry. Father God, right now, we lift up every prayer and petition unto you. Father God, we thank you for our leaders, Master Prophet, Father, and Pastor Deborah. Father, we ask that you continue to strengthen them, Father, as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, right now, we thank you for Prophetess Mother Mary Jordan and Mother Mary Berrien as well. Father God, we thank you for the strength and the courage, Father, that you're continuing to abide to them, Father, even now. Father God, we thank you, Father, for everybody's elders, just their guardians, Father. Touch their parents, touch their mothers, Father. Touch their own bodies, Father. We just lift up, Father, your healing angels now, Father, and we ask that you dispatch them now. Father, hedge of protection, Father, over your people. Father God, we thank you, Father, that no hurt, harm, or danger, Father, befall your our sister, Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Father. We thank you, Father, for healing, wholeness, and completion, Father. We thank you now, Father, that you make every bone straight, Father, and Prophet Ever Gunthery's son, Father. We thank you for doing that new thing now, Father, in him, Father. And we thank you, Father, because we know, Father, that you said, Father, that if we have faith the grain of a mustard seed, that we can tell that mountain to be yet removed and cast into the sea, Father. And nothing can be impossible unto you, Father, howbeit that kind goeth not out but by prayer and by fasting. Father, we thank you for prayer and we thank you for fasting. In the masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen.
And Father God, we thank you for everything you're doing in our lives and every household that is representing right now, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for allowing us to be who we are in your name. We thank you, God, for our children. We thank you, God, for our sons and our daughters, God. We ask that you protect them, God, to cover them, God, to have favor them. Let everyone that laid eyes on them to favor them. Father God, we lift up our seniors and we lift up our juniors. We lift up all those that are connected to us, God. We thank you, God, for the new, fresh ideas that you constantly put in our lives. We thank you, God, for our networks, God. We thank you, God, for the peace, God. God, we ask for these to favor us in this season, God, to favor us, to give us double increase, God, a double portion of your love, God. God, let your love shine through us and so that it will touch everyone, God. Father God, we thank you, God, for our spouses. We thank you, God, for our mothers, our fathers, our brothers and sisters, God. Father God, I ask that you look over our brothers and to protect them and to favor them, God. Father God, we ask even now that you send your healing angels to those that may feel weak, God, or those that may feel sick, God, or those that may not feel like you, God. We ask that you send your healing angels around them and to give them a rapid healing. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Father God, I thank you right now for this midnight cry call. We thank you, Father God, for the gathering of the prophet that we are standing on the behalf of your people prophetically and in prayer, God. We thank you for the Archbishop, Master Prophet, Bernard Jordan, and our beloved Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and Zoe Ministry Church family. Thank you for their beloved family and grandchildren. We thank you for Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan, and we thank you, Father God, for Mother Prophetess Mary Berrien, God. We thank you, Father God, for everyone that is on this line right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus. And Father God, even as your disciples told you to teach us to pray, and you said after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we give our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen. And Father God, I thank you right now as we begin to go and start our new day, that you protect and shield your people and put your angels, your archangels around them. Cover them, God. And I plead your blood over them now, in Jesus' name, amen, amen.
And Father, we thank you, Lord, for every prayer, every request that have been made on this night. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to be alive and to breathe and to have our right mind, to begin to lift our voices like a trumpet and to begin to give your name the praise and the honor. Father, we just thank you right now that even as we step forth in this day, Father, Father, we thank you, Lord, that our footsteps shall be ordered by you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for divine protection and divine safety. And Father, whatever we have to do today, Father, Father, we want you to be glorified in and through it, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, because, Father, even as we close off on this call and lie down, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you said in your word that you give your beloved rest. And Father, we thank you for the rest. We thank you, Lord, for the sweetness. We thank you, Lord, for the strength that you're bringing about in the lives of your people. Father, I pray for every household that's represented on this call tonight, Father. And Father, I ask, Father, that you will let thy will be done. Have your way, Father, and those things that you have promised unto your people, Father. Father, we thank you already in advance that it shall be so. We say amen to the amen. We thank you for the breakthroughs that is coming about in the lives of your people. We thank you for the shift that's going to come about in the lives of your people. Lord, whatever it might be, for there's nothing too hard for you, Father. Whatever it might be, there believing and trusting and wanting you, Father. Father, we thank you in advance that it's already done because it's already settled in the heavens. And Father, we on earth, we are saying amen to that which has already been settled in your precious name. We thank you, we praise you, and we lift your name up for what you're about to do in this season. And the enemy will not have the victory because, Father, we win, we win, we win. The victory is already ours. And we give you praise and thanks in advance for the victory for what you're about to do in our lives and in our families, in our churches, in our community, even in our nation, Father. We give you praise and we give you thanks, Father. In the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Prophetess Naomi, I'm going to decrease so that you can increase. Again, I want to thank the family of God for standing on the watchtower, being a part of what God is doing. And people of God, I can only say it's going to get better and better. I so appreciate you and so thank God for you, family, for being a part and for saying yes to the call. God bless you. I love every one of you to life. Amen. Those that have prayed and those that are in the background,
love you too,
I want to acknowledge every one of you tonight and say thank you and be encouraged and keep on keeping on because your labor Amen. Is not in vain. God is going to reward us. Amen. Amen. Prophet Naomi.
Amen. 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 So much, Pastor. We love you and we appreciate you. Just want to give a few announcements that we will be back here at 9 a.m. in the morning. Our Archbishop, Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, he's going to be having his 9 a.m. conference call. So join us back here at 9 a.m. and tell a friend, tell a family, tell someone to join you on this live conference call at 9 a.m. Is there any other announcements from any other company of prophets? Please announce it.
Yes, this is Prophetess Jessica. And tomorrow at noon, we'll be back for Pop Life with Wisdom Class Wednesday, where the guest will be Prophet Gilberto Vega, and the subject matter will be the spiritual aspect of money, and he will also share some money-making techniques. So you definitely want to be there with our hosts, Prophetess Terry Stenset, Prophetess Myra Moore, Prophetess Tamlin Hodge, and Prophetess Olympia Castillo. That's tomorrow at noon.
Amen, amen. So you know where you can have. Just have the call playing in the background at 9 a.m. with the Master Prophet and Pop Life Radio at 12. And, of course, we will be back here at 11:55 getting ready to start our midnight prayer call for the next day. Also, is there any other announcements from any other company of prophets? Please do so to announce it now.
Yes, this is Prophetess Darlene Graham. Please do not forget to register for the Book of the Month Club for July of 2017. If you haven't registered, please register. The number is 888-831-0434. So you can register for Prophecology 2017 for July. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess Darlene, and that's really good. We need to make sure we keep that before the people of God's eyes. And you can always call that number, and they will give you more information or get you in touch with one of the company of prophets to call you and give you more details about the Book of the Month
for Prophecology 2017. All right, I'm going to say good night and God bless to you all, and we love you, and we'll see you back here later on.
Good night.
Bless you.